out of the fullness of now, which is consciousness itself. Oh, is that what it is? Yes. The now is unconditioned, pure consciousness itself. Primordial intelligence. And out of that arise forms, thought forms. And they become the conditioned form consciousness. And then thought forms become material forms. So we have thought, which are objects in consciousness. Sense perceptions, thoughts, emotions, they are all objects because they become, you perceive what you call a flower. It somehow, the image goes through your eyes, becomes a nerve impulse, whatever they say, then gets reconstructed in the brain, which nobody, the greatest doctor, has no idea how it works. And then you get an image arises of a flower. It's a thought form too. An object in consciousness, not conceptual thought, sense perception, conceptual thought. Objects in consciousness and consciousness. Most people walk around identified continuously with objects in consciousness. They don't know themselves as the underlying space. Space consciousness. Here we have another pointer in case you didn't get the first one. In ultimate terms, objects in consciousness are things, because we're speaking of form. So most people's lives consist of things that they are concerned with. Thoughts are things, material things, that comes first, and that's for a large part of the population of the planet. Their entire existence is consumed by concern with material things. And that applies both to the poor part of the world and to the wealthy part of the world. The poor are concerned with material things because they may not have enough to meet all the needs of the body. And the wealthy are concerned with material things because nothing is ever enough to the me. I need more. It's the unconscious movement of more. So there's one level on which one's life, one's entire existence is concerned with things, objects. And then it's things in a wider sense are anything that arises in your mind as an object. Thought forms, experiences, knowledge. One thing after another arises inside you. And then you step out of identification with thought forms. How do you do that? Says the thought form. Give me a technique, says another thought. Okay, there are 7 steps that will take you 7 years. Now, if we did that here, this gathering would be more satisfying to the mind, because you could go home and tell your family, when they ask you, what did you come away with, what did you learn, and you could say, I learned 7 steps, and it'll take me 7 years. Oh, that's great, you got your money's worth. And so it's satisfying to be given more time to the mind because it has that need. It loves it. It's just waiting for something like that. And it's frustrating to the mind to be sitting here and saying, okay, yeah, but how? We can say, renounce thought. We could say, renounce time. But even that may be a little bit abstract. To put it even more simply, we could say, renounce the next moment. Because you notice that most of your life, you're more interested in the next moment than in this one. A deeply conditioned movement. Renounce that need for the next moment, the psychological need for, okay, what's next? And be completely with this. What is now? Completely allowing this moment so precious. Not precious because it's fleeting, that's a superficial way of looking at the present moment. Sometimes people say, this moment is so fleeting, just, you know, it'll be over soon. Just, it's so, just hang on to it and remember it, remember it. Take a photo of it. No, it's not precious because of that, because the present moment is not fleeting. The forms are fleeting that arise in the field of now, come and go. But when you enter the now with your attention, and don't take it too literally, it's just a pointer, when you enter the now with your attention, then you renounce the next moment. And a completely different quality of being arises. When you become present to what is, instead of denying it, running away from it, making it to a means to an end. And it is at that moment the mind falls away. And then you realize how vast the space is inside you. And how relatively insignificant anything in object consciousness is compared to the depth, the spaciousness within you, the stillness. How relatively insignificant any thought that comes into your mind is, relatively insignificant. How relatively insignificant anything that happens or doesn't happen is. You see the relativity of whatever happens in the realm of object consciousness, in the realm of things. Okay, it's nicer perhaps to live in a beautiful mansion than to live in a little hut or a little room on the surface, yes, what might be nicer? If you have not found the dimension that is beyond object consciousness in yourself and live in a mansion, the mansion is not going to do that much for you. And if you have found it in the little room, whether you're in a little room or a mansion, doesn't matter that much anymore. because there's such aliveness. To the field of now, it doesn't really matter where you go, what the things are that surround you. They matter relatively, but not absolutely. And then the universe around you is recognized as playful forms. Come and go, experiences, different places, come and go. It's a bit like when you are rooted in the now, you are rooted in being, you are rooted in yourself,